Adrift, 76 Days Lost at Sea by Stephen Callahan. This book is dedicated to people everywhere who know, have known, or will know suffering, desperation, or loneliness. Preface. This story is a true one. It's now 3 years after the event. Some aspects of the voyage were more important and produced stronger images at the time than they do now. For instance, weather is one of the most potent forces encountered by mariners, as it is for others who work directly with the environment, farmers, divers, mountain climbers. On land, we hardly notice a low-pressure system that scatters rain and blows 35 miles an hour. It's simple for us to don a raincoat and hop from our house to our car to our office building. Offshore, the effects of weather are greatly amplified. Winds of 35 knots in the Atlantic can cause dangerous waves. In shoal waters and in areas of strong currents, I've seen 25-foot breakers rear up. Even for relatively large vessels, such as trawlers, such conditions can be perilous. Encountering a rogue wave during such time almost guarantees disaster. Even slight increases in the weather are immediately noticed. Your vessel heels over, the apparent temperature drops, your coffee leaps out of its cup. Calming trends are just as apparent. The sails flop, the rig slams around, and the apparent temperature rockets from 50 degrees to 90 degrees. The smaller the vessel, the more sensitive it is to such shifts. Unfortunately, I cannot now remember all of the nuances of the weather when I was aboard my raft. The same is true of some other details of the voyage. I often have vivid memories, say of the way the ocean felt one day, but I don't always remember which day that was. The events related here have been reconstructed from the very detailed logs that I kept. Still, these do not always record routine circumstances in detail. I've tried to capture the overall feeling or essence.